This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, June 8th, 2018. I'm Kyle Kellums. We begin this show with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. He's in his office in Fort Smith. Couldn't be with us last week because the Walmart shareholders meeting ran long, but happy to have you back this Friday, Michael.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Not that I caused it to go long, but you would think since they didn't have their business portion of the meeting, it wouldn't be that long, but Jamie Foxx decided to have a few impromptu sessions dancing with members of the Walmart family, which was funny at first, but 2-3 minutes into it, kind of got uncomfortable for all.
Well, let's try to keep people as comfortable as we can for as long as we can this week. I know that the city of Fort Smith is comfortable with the idea that the Arkansas Colleges of Health Education is contributing hundreds of millions of dollars to the economy, at least according to some new numbers.
Right. You know, game changer is often the word you'll hear used with the Arkansas Colleges of Health Education, which is the parent company, so to speak, of the Arkansas College of Osteopathic Medicine. Of course, now they're in the process of building the Colleges of Health Sciences. But the Arkansas College of Health Education recently, about 8 months ago, commissioned a study for their economic impact, and the Economic Development Institute at UALR pulled it together, and what they determined was at least between now and 2022, there would be a $415 million boost to the local economy as a result of the college. Now, what's interesting is that there are two caveats I'm going to give to that. One, it doesn't include anything because 8 months ago when they commissioned the study, the college did a few other things. For example, they boosted that $415 million doesn't cover some of the new hiring they expedited. Doesn't cover, that was the 25 new jobs averaging about 100,000. That $415 million doesn't cover this construction of this 84,000 square foot Heritage Village project. That's about an $11 million project. It doesn't cover the Celebration Park, which is going to be about a $3 million project. So that $415 million is on the light side. It's on the conservative side, so to speak. And Kyle, the other thing that's really maybe more impactful is, you know, they graduate, there'll be four classes at some point. They're beginning their second class this July. But eventually, as they graduate, these medical students, I call them kids because they all look, because the older I get, they all look like kids. But if they can keep them, if they can retain them as doctors in Western Arkansas and Eastern Oklahoma, there's a $1.8 billion economic impact for every doctor you keep. And so, for example, if they were to keep all 600 physicians, which they won't, but Cal Parker thinks they could keep half of them, keep all of them would be over $1 billion impact. Keep half of them is a $540 million impact, not to mention that you also help the region, address the doctor shortage. You want, and the doctor shortage issue will grow in the coming decades. So all the way around, I think this, not to be a cheerleader, but I mean, the reality is what it is. And so I think game changer is probably a pretty good term for the college.
And finally, this week, I want to talk about the week in Arkansas government, which has not been a week that probably instills a lot of confidence or pride in Arkansas's electorate. First, the ongoing revelations from scandals involving lobbyists in a Northwest Arkansas private college and legislators. Then also the revelation that there was an attempt to bribe a member who's on the council deciding the ultimate fate of medical marijuana in this state. We have Senator A, who is alleged by Rusty Cranford to have taken $500,000 in bribes. Wow. Not a great week for Arkansas government.
Well, you know, one could, if you were to have come out of a coma, one could be forgiven for thinking they had come out of the coma in Huey Long's Louisiana. Because this is, as you said, it's been an interesting week. Rusty Cranford pled guilty, and he's kind of been the core of this, what we think is the bulk of the corruption of the general improvement funds. But then again, we don't know what all that the feds and the state prosecutors are looking into. But he pled guilty to a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme that, as you know, so far as Senator Woods, Springdale's part of, Representative Mike O'Neill out of Springdale is part of. Senator A, by most accounts, because of the connections and because of the language of the findings and of the reports, the indictments, most people think that Senator Jeremy Hutchinson out of Central Arkansas, which is Governor Hutchinson's nephew. So that's another shoe that at some point will fall. And then, as you said, they're one of the medical marijuana commissioners stepped up and told the Attorney General's office that he had been offered a bribe. He says he didn't take it, but the company which didn't make the cut, the company that offered the bribe did not make, was not one of the five. But this commissioner scored the company the highest, second highest score it had received. But he did receive the bribe. But what we know from the letter from the Attorney General is that this commissioner in that incident is still under investigation. So it's been an interesting week. And Governor Hutchinson, I don't know if he meant for this to calm our fears or to grow our frustrations, but he told reporters in a session Thursday that, hey, look, if you look at other states, they also had trouble crafting these rules. And, you know, we're not really behind other states. You know, I realize that the fact of the will of the people has been expressed, but we're going to get there. And maybe that calms a lot of other people, but to me, there's very little solace, very little salve, so to speak, in that quote. You know, this thing is going on 2 years. I mean, at some point, you can almost argue they should have just handed this these licenses to a couple of boys in Newton County. And been done with
it. Would have been done faster and more efficiently, perhaps?
Yeah, it could very well have been. And you probably could have got some free moonshine in on the side. So.
We're going to leave it there. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, good to have you back and have a pleasant weekend.
All right. You as well, Kyle.